Hey guys, welcome back to the Small Town Critics podcast. I'm one third of the Small Town Critics. My name is Mo.
Kim.
And guys, if you saw the Godzilla Kong review, you'll know that we got a special guest for this week's reviews. Agents of Screen is in the building.
Let's go. I'm excited for this one.
That's it. So you're obviously with us for a couple of videos.
Yes.
So you'll be seeing his face quite a bit. But for this video, we are here for the Monkey Man review. Written and directed by Dev Patel. His directorial debut. I think he wrote it with two other writers, John Kelly and Paul Anginoella. But this was obviously, it debuted in South by Southwest, mm-hmm. 2024. And then I think you told me there was a few screenings for it recently as well. And then yesterday for us, at the time of recording yesterday, it came out as an unlimited screening on Cineworld. We got to watch it there. And it'll be out in like a few days for everybody else, obviously, for wide release. But we thought it was very important to review. The trailer kind of went viral a little bit. A lot of people were talking about it. But I'm interested to know what you guys think. So if you don't want to go on the non-spoiler side of things, Kev, I think I will start with you this time, my friend. What do you think of his directorial debut?
I think Dev Patel has basically done justice for his to-be body of work. I definitely want to get a hashtag out there, put some paws on him, because Monkey Man done everything that it needed to do to be identified as a great action movie. And there was a lot of talk about it being sort of likened to John Wick. I understand. You could see it in there. But it's not a John Wick movie.
I don't really...
I've seen that a lot, but I think that's quite a lazy comparison.
It is, isn't it? It's just...
He just wears a suit.
Thank you! That is
it! And that's because he's a waiter.
Yeah!
There's a quite lazy comparison. I understand it, but it's a very lazy comparison, in my opinion, respectfully.
I think I agree as well, man.
That's not my little
2 pence, innit? What about you, Miles?
I think that this movie is a miracle. I think it's a miracle. I'll tell you why.
I want to hear.
Because as we already established, written, produced, directed, and starring, and it's hard enough to direct a movie that we spoke about in hard enough for it to be your debut, hard enough for it to be an action debut. There's levels to it, and we'll speak about other films or even like Expendables. You have these more experienced action directors that don't have a grasp of what it takes to make a good action film.
Right.
And in this debut, we have other film debuts like Hereditary, but even like him, he's made short films before that.
Yeah.
But he has done zero short films, just made his directorial debut in action film, and he already has a greater understanding than people who are far more experienced than him in the genre.
Right. Yeah.
How is he coming out with this?
Yeah.
I've got
out the gate? Yeah. How?
You can tell he like studied action movies.
Had to, bro.
I was like, I know what I need to do and what I don't need to do. Okay. Obviously this movie's not perfect. We're not acting like this is the best movie ever, but in terms of a directorial debut, this is impressive, man. This is incredibly impressive.
So the question I wanted to ask obviously non-spoiler, do you reckon why this movie was so good and why his directorial debuts in this body of work was so good was because he took care, not just because it was his work or his is because it's culturally. He wanted to portray his culture accurate. So if someone else was to do it, they could completely ruin it, they could do whatever, but I think he took care in sort of conveying his culture and not having a surrogate tell the story. So he was very careful. And Mo and I spoke off screen about certain aspects of this movie, and we felt how they told the story of certain aspects, or how it fit in the main plot of the movie, which we'll discuss later, made so much sense. And I felt that they took care in how they did that. I've been a bit cryptic, but you'll get what I mean in a bit later.
It's really good. Like you said, it's about obviously his culture, and I think I saw an interview saying like something like, I think it was him, or saw it written down or something like that. they don't really see people that look like him on screen and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. you're right, he took care of it and he knows what he's doing because it is his culture at the end of the day. And even like starting the movie the way they did with the story they told of that That's religious cool. aspect of it and stuff like that. And you know, from then it kind of sets a tone and you know which kind of, not direction, but like this isn't going to be just your quintessential just action mm. movie. Mm-hmm. It's deeper. There's much more layers to this action yeah, movie and stuff sure. like that, which I appreciate. But yeah, man, this was a pretty enjoyable watch. I did think that there was issues with pacing personally, mm-hmm. but it's, yo, when those action scenes came on, whoo! Yeah, and sure. like I told you just before we walked in, I watched that and Roadhouse on the same day. Two incredibly violent films, but so different. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was actioned out by the end of the day, man. Feel, oh, yeah, I, quota, yeah. I didn't see anything else like that. But yeah, do you know any more non-spoilery stuff?
I think with this one, again, I think I respect it so much. I respect what he was trying to do. It makes me feel like okay to sort of say, you know, I'm watching the next Dev Patel stuff mm. because of what I've seen here. As you say, there's a lot of there are issues in this which we could plot, but then plot armor was not one of them, and we spoke about that. Mm. I never felt that plot armor was a thing that would always save him. That's and right. that was beautiful, knowing that he could go at any time. He could get hurt or he could, like, and he had his accomplices and he had his psyche again. Yeah, this is He done justice.
Yeah, it's interesting because Jordan Peele was executive producer.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I remember he came out saying that this is incredible or whatever mm. he said. He made a comment recently. And usually I hate when people that don't really have too much to do with the movie say stuff like that. Or like they have something to do with the movie but not the making of the movie because they just want to build it up.
I was burnt with Tom Cruise and the whole
Flash. Like that stuff, yeah. like with the Flash kind yeah. of thing. But midway point this movie, I was just like, hey, he was right.
That's what that kind of leads into more of, like, what I was saying about A Miracle. Like, this film was very close to going in the bin,
right? And not being made as well, yeah.
Being made, being like, we would never have seen it if it wasn't for Jordan Peele,
yeah. Possibly,
you
know? And what I didn't know that. And then I was talking about the last review we were doing that,
yeah,
again, so he broke his hand.
So Dev Patel broke his hand.
Broke his hand.
During the making.
Yes. During the making.
Okay.
And so he had to fly out to then get the surgery done. And he had to keep it away from the team
oh.
in order to keep it going. Oh. So he had his hand, because obviously there's a lot of punching and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he had his hand broken and he had to go get a screw in his hand in order. So he's done that, I think, the next day to then come and film and continue shooting. So if he... This would have completely rolled.
Yeah, he got a screw put in his hand.
Yeah.
The doctor said to him, you can only put about 1 or 2 pounds of pressure on your hand and it has to heal.
Yeah.
He flew back the next day, the same day, and continue started filming the next day in that scene. Obviously, it's no spoilers, but in that bathroom scene when he's crawling yeah. on the floor and all of that. And he said the first thing he done was like run into the window and yeah. doing all of that. So he was doing a madness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was doing a madness. He put his
body on the line.
Body on the line.
And it was like, you know, yeah. If a door closes on my hand, you gotta stop production. You gotta stop all production. The next day!
The next day. Because he knew that if he was to say, like, you know what, to the producer, oh, my hand's broken, bro. Like, we need to mind to shut it down for a few weeks. Film not
yeah,
coming out.
Correct
bro.
Me if I'm wrong, yeah, because obviously it was only Jordan Peele sort of gave his sort of like guarantor by saying, no, we need to do this. So if any setback would have railroaded it completely. Because there was only going off of the back of Jordan Peele say so.
Correct me if I'm wrong though, yeah, because I haven't broken a bone before, luckily. Yeah, thank God. But I'm just saying, obviously these punches are not like, they're aiming not to really hit the person, right? So if I actually don't do it, can't I just continue? Like,
bro, no, you have to understand. Like, especially when you break something or you have any sort of cause of injury, what your body does naturally is try to sort of protect that by swelling and having pain receptors in that place.
Sure,
so
yeah.
Any little touch, you're feeling pain.
Right.
Any movement could...
But he did it, though.
No, yeah, I know. But any movement could ruin the healing process. So he could have healed and his bone could be deformed because he's not adhering to the doctor's thing, because he's not meant to put any pressure, because that could ruin him for later on. Like, it could essentially make him have hairline fractures
all the time.
All the time now. But anyway, so on top of that, so what they did, they got the scan, the actual X-ray, and put it on shirts, and I think they sent it as merchandise.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really
and
smart.
The quote that they had from that whole incident, I think, is so cold. They said, the pain will leave you once it's finished teaching you. And that was a quote in the film.
That was such a cold line.
Such a cold line.
Do you reckon that was put in there for it?
That's a good point. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
It was.
That's such a cold line. Yeah, I need that.
Oh,
if someone's going through like a breakup or something, like my son, the pain will leave you once it's finished teaching you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cold.
You know what? We're kind of already in spoilers, but we might as well get fully into it. Spoiler review, guys. If you ain't seen Monkey Man, go definitely and watch this for sure. Go to the cinema and watch this. Watch this with a bunch of friends if you like. You probably love this with a bunch of friends. You can go by yourself, whatever. Just go watch this. But before we get into the spoiler reviews, like, comment, subscribe. Agents of Screen is here with us. And socials will be down in the description below. Guys, let's get into it. Spoiler review. What are you guys saying?
Let me start off. Let me start off, yeah. That window scene, the thing about it.
When he didn't break.
Yeah, no, but for me, it wasn't funny. It was good. It was like it weren't one of those.
It was
like,
both, to be
honest. Yeah, it was like, it weren't like, oh my God, oh, he did. It was like, this guy, he's not invincible. He's that John Wick that you could break through windows because he's like.
Full two stories.
Yeah, but again, it was done so, like, so well that they didn't leave it long enough for us to be laughing, like, ha, 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 ha.
Yes, because the other people just came.
Beautiful, man.
Do you not think it was because of. It didn't break because he's not because the window's too strong or because he's kind of scrawny and too skinny.
And double glaze, like. Man. You're not breaking through double glaze. You're not getting through double glaze.
Well, at all.
You're not getting through double glaze.
I'll get through double glaze.
You'll get through double glaze.
I'll get through double glaze.
It wasn't that much of a
run. You'll get through double glaze.
Why do I have to get through double if you're not?
We'll get through double glaze.
Okay, we could get through double glaze.
We'll get through double glaze. No, but there was quite a few chuckles when that happened in the movie. But yeah, no, I mean, it's a revenge movie
at the end of the day.
But like I said before, it had so much depth and layers to it. Like,
I love the way how they revealed reasoning behind the revenge. It wasn't like, oh, okay, you had at the beginning, like, this is what happened.
I think that's one of my gripes.
No, I felt that was delivered so well. The fact that it took us with us, it took us with the movie for us to find out exactly, because we know there was something wrong. We know he was angry. And at first you're thinking, let me know what's going on. Let me know. And it keeps on revealing, like giving you piece by piece by piece. And then you realize, it basically gave you enough information for you to piece together. Once you've seen it, you're like, oh, obviously.
That was why it was one of my gripes. I feel like they gave me enough until the actual reveal of what happened to his mum. They gave me enough early on in the movie where I was able to piece everything together.
Yeah.
And by the time it happened, I was just kind of like, okay, as I imagined. That's why I was man. I kind of wish that it was just kind of like, I don't know, like we knew they burnt the place down. We knew that the mum was wilding out scared and stuff like that. We knew that he did something to the mum because he's going after him. So when it happened, I was just like, and the way that the policeman was with like the prostitutes and things like that, I was like, okay, he might take advantage of her in a certain way, hurt her. So I know those things are gonna happen. It's just, I guess maybe in the manner it happens is the only thing I didn't know. But yeah, I think that's slightly, but it's not a major grab.
Did you feel like the, I can't remember the police officer's name.
Chief Rana, I think his name. I think it was Rana,
anyway,
police chief.
The police chief.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like bloody, he was like M. Bison, like he was the real boss. He was the last boss, man,
for sure.
Yeah. Like honestly,
he's the muscle. Yeah,
because when Dev Patel got into that bathroom scene, and obviously it was so good knowing that this guy was not proficient with a gun. It was good knowing that this guy is not. Again, this what broke ties for me from the John Wicks and everything, because this guy's not trained. He was self-trained.
He's an underground boxer,
yeah. Underground boxer. Yeah. And when he was shooting gun, he's missing first. So you could see the progression in how good he was with the gun. And he's not the best. It's just going through the motions and will. And then, like, he come up against a guy that, in my head while I was watching the movie, you know that saying, if you aim for the king, better
best not miss.
Yeah. Wire. And that's what it felt like. I was like, yeah, like, this guy missed. And you felt it. You got top up. Like, they weigh you in.
Yeah.
What do you think, though, of that bathroom scene?
Yeah, it was cold.
Chat us about anything.
It was great, man. It was great. Obviously, you want your protagonist to go through it.
Yeah.
And he definitely went through it in that scene. So yeah, it was an excellent scene. Like you said, like, I appreciated that they didn't follow the conventional routes of storytelling. Because when he met the guy in the bathroom, I was thinking like, "Rod, he's the antagonist for the whole film. Is he going to duppy him straight away?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, he had the setback. And yeah, I really appreciated that scene, man. It was good.
I couldn't be in that situation though, man. Knowing the guy just right in front of me. And all these people in front of me, and I could just do something about it, man.
Did he put bleach in the cocaine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But I'm just saying, like, even with when he done the, you know, when he poured the red wine in the white wine glass and everything, and this guy's, it's like, he's burning, man. Yeah, he just burning. Like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that.
The man was arrogant as hell. Oh my God.
You know what? I was worried when he went outside and started feeding the dog. I was like, oh my God, is he gonna get this dog and someone's gonna kill the dog? And then.
Are you one of those people?
No, I just didn't want a John Wick movie.
Okay, fair enough.
I was just thinking that. Okay, as you said that, I just thought of it. Oh my days, that's crazy. Oh, that dog was cute though, man. I'm not even the biggest dog fan, but I was like, feed the dog, bro.
No, but shall I tell you? Okay.
Help the dog, man.
Train that dog quick, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Fed him, and now he's bringing guns out for him.
Have you seen how they kept on moving a little bit? He's like, sit.
Yeah. But that's a little, okay, that's a little gripe. Even though it's a wholesome moment, but that's a little gripe for me.
Yeah.
They took the time to go through the motions of making the interactions with the dog, kind of training the dog and everything.
Because the dog brought him the gun, right?
Yeah,
but... Because he can't get in because he gets...
Then I'm almost, it's like, okay, now the dog has a bigger role. You know what I mean?
I see,
yeah.
I think it kind of just is to also show the type of character that he is.
Mm.
Like, he's a man that is, he doesn't look down on the what's who?
The weak, the poor,
the weak,
kind of thing.
The unsavories, you know, the people that get neglected.
See, that's the thing I want to talk
like
about.
So, like, the dog, and obviously in that situation, the guy was saying, he's just some stray man, just get rid of that dog. Yeah, why you keep on feeding him? He's going to keep coming back or whatever the case may be.
No, the lady said that, yeah.
Oh, the lady said that, yeah. So.
But, yeah, so.
There was an aspect of, like, the caste system in India, 100%. Right? And this whole thing as well. Yeah. Like,
that's what I wanted to talk about. And I could only speak from the outside in. So, obviously, if you feel like what we're saying is inaccurate, please get in the comments and let us know. And again, we're only speaking from where we stand.
We're here to learn.
Facts. So where they sort of, he got battered and shot and he got rescued by the how would you call?
Oh, I don't know what they're called.
Because I don't want to say like.
I don't know what they. I can't remember what they named themselves. Honestly,
again, I'm worried. I don't want to say
they're from the temple, though. Yeah,
but you know what I'm getting at, though.
Yeah, because the people from those lands were exiled, weren't they?
Yes,
but that's the only place.
We call them the exiles.
The exile.
The exiled ones. Yeah,
the exiled ones.
Those are the ones that obviously the police, I guess, don't come there.
So he's got like a bit of sanctuary there because they're the exiled ones. And
sorry, I'm so sorry. In terms of like timeline, after the he's on the tuk-tuk, the souped up one, the turbo,
Vin Diesel thing. By mile.
Need for Speed Underground.
Yeah, police car hits him. Where does he? Where, and then obviously there's the other scene where he gets shot off the top of the building,
into the river.
Those two aren't the same scene, right? I'm trying to remember.
He gets hit in the tuk-tuk, he gets arrested, he's in the back of the van.
He escaped! That's where it was, yes! Okay. Oh, it's the same sequence though.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, because sorry, Kem.
No, continue. Because again, I think that's relevant as well. But yeah, when he's in the sort of the outcast temples and stuff like that, and he was rebuilding himself, I felt that was done so artfully. Again, forgive me if I'm doing anything wrong, but I don't know. But I felt that was done so artfully, and the relevance of the exiled was warranted. It wasn't shoehorned in. It wasn't to make a statement, I don't believe. It was justified in their role in the movie. Yes. Obviously, to be in this sort of setting and police not coming and venturing this far out is because of they are the shunned, they are the exiled of community. And obviously they helped him, they guided him, they sort of rebuilt him as well. They gave him all this sort of stuff, which was brilliant.
They helped him find his purpose.
Bro, you see when he was like, boom, Bro, I was like, this is the movie.
Hey,
I was like, this.
Hey, wait, what? Did I get?
The noise. That sound like the talking drum from Black Panther, no?
I felt, I'm not gonna lie.
What did he say? What did he say? Husband?
Yeah.
Wife.
But I genuinely felt like I understood what like he was saying when he was playing the beat. Yeah. I was like, oh my, yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that. It was. I've never really seen that before. Like he was obviously hitting the bag. He was hitting it out of rage, like and then he was like,
like teaching him. Yeah.
Okay. Combination.
Yeah.
So I like that. I really like that, man.
Oh my god, that was I love the training montage though, because the music was building and building. I'm like, I'm hyped. Whatever he does now, he's on job.
He's on job. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What was your gripes then?
Like I said, my thing was that one we spoke about earlier with the scene of finding out what actually happened. For me, it just became a bit too predictable by the time it actually happened. And also the pacing. I think it was like a lot of fast and slow. And then in the middle, there was a lot of slow. And then we came back into quick again. Do you know what I mean? Something about the pacing felt a little bit off for me.
Did it feel inexperienced?
I guess you could say that. I mean, that I would probably put it down to that, looking from the outside in. But those are the main kinds of things for me. And also the the prostitute girl. I don't know. Maybe they didn't need to develop her character anymore, but she saved him at the end when she hit Queenie Kapoor. And then I was just kind of like, and then my missus was with me when she watched the movie, and she said she saw something. She's like, maybe she reminds him of his mum or something like that.
So yeah, I was thinking, was his mum a prostitute or something?
I don't know, but maybe
I don't think they ever implied it. I'm not sure.
They did. I don't think they did, but I don't know what it is. But it's just he had this always this look with her, and he like it's always I don't know what they had this chemistry almost in a way that's unspoken chemistry. But I don't know if it was sexual. I don't know if it was this or that or whatever it was, but she saved him, and I was just kind of like, maybe I would have wanted her character to develop more. Maybe not. I don't know. It was a weird one for me.
But like referring, going back to what the mum, like the mum and the police officer had interact with each other before, because he asked her, "What did you say?" So clearly there was some sort of interaction.
She stood on business.
Of course,
she has to shove it up your ass.
But then obviously that was making me feel like was she one of the unsavories,
right,
and stuff like that? So maybe, and she being a single mum at the time, we don't understand. So could she have been a working person to be in that setup? So again, there's a lot. And what about you? Any gripes?
I felt like similar with pacing. I felt like in the middle, obviously the film starts at a furious pace. It ends with a furious pace, but I felt like in the middle it almost grinds to a halt. Mm-hmm. Obviously, story wise, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And structurally, they kind of drip feed his reasoning to kind of align it with the middle of the film.
Mm.
So the lack of action, but more layers in the storytelling, I could understand. But just like the middle in the film, it just kind of grinded to a halt. And I felt like I wanted to know more about like the political aspect as well. Like obviously, you have the big bad, like the final boss, and
Baba Shakti.
Obviously, I feel like because this is his culture. And for his people, more or less, it was like you have to have a background knowledge of going into it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to spoon feed you of this is happening. But I feel like for everyone, apart from those who know what's going on, you need like additional context.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's for us to do outside of the film and be like, do our Googles and research. Yeah. But I felt like that's the only real things that were I wanted more from.
I was going to ask, what do you not think in regards to... Because I made a point earlier on, and I felt that they were very sort of careful. Dev Patel was careful in how we told the story, so everybody understood it. I felt that when they sort of told the story of Hanuman, it was so well done.
Mm-hmm, for sure,
it weren't almost like a slapdash. Even though when you watch the movie, if you don't know about the movie, you could almost be forgiven by thinking this might be a movie with what's the monkey the. Oh, the golden monkey, whatever it is. Anyway, so like maybe have some sort of like superpowers or something. Mm. Like you could be forgiven to think that he could go into some sort of
much
like
more
monkey
fantastical.
Rick. Yes, but then the way it went, it's almost like yeah, I could understand. So Hanuman was a story and he sort of lived by sort of these tales and how he...
It's all spiritual. There's a lot of spiritual stuff. Yeah. The political aspect. I thought that was awful. Yeah, the religion, everything is just...
In the Q&A that I went to, he spoke about this. He said that his father used to always wear a chain with Hanuman on it. And he had his, like, in the palm and he had the mountains. He used to ask him, like, what's that about? And he said, well, when your grandfather comes, he'll explain to you. And his grandfather did explain to him. And he said the story of Hanuman is wide, but the kind of bit that he focused on is that in the Hanuman story, he loses faith and has to be reminded of who he is. So like in this story,
he,
because of his naivety, he eats the sun or whatever, and then he gets shunned by the gods and all this. So now he's gone to rock bottom and he now has to find himself again. And in this film, yourself is like, you know, a big part of it. So that was kind of like the parallels.
But didn't he eat the sun because he thought it was a mango?
He did.
He thought it was a mango, yeah.
Okay. It'd be like that sometimes.
Is this the way you said it?
I don't mean it in any bad way. I'm just saying.
No, that's what they said.
Yeah, I know,
It's literally what they said. But it goes to that conversation him and Baba Shakti had at the end. Like the whole cycle of violence and how it started with them, the Hanuman and all of those guys. And Hanuman Raya, I think it was, and then now it's with these lot, and he's trying to tell him, let's just stop this side. But he was trying to okie doke.
Yeah, he's trying to okie doke.
He said, let me get close. Give him a little song.
What do they call the slippers? There's many names. Yeah. Like this is a weapon. It's a universal weapon. Yeah. So everybody knows. There's like you have Chaliwatis, I think that's Ghanaian. You have chakras in. What do they call it?
Chanclas
in
Spanish.
In Spanish.
Chancletas.
Yeah, slippers. So you got bare.
You have slippers.
Yeah, slippers. Yeah, slippers. This is a universal weapon. And to have a little pokey in it.
Bro?
Have a pokey in it.
Brother.
That was cold.
He's going always on him.
Yeah, man. He's ready for it. He's ready. But I don't feel...
Baba Shakti.
I don't think he would... I think he was good. But I don't think his character in itself was a good enough final boss.
He was just more like of a figurehead kind of thing, like the man behind the...
Behind the curtain, yeah.
Behind the curtain.
Because he realizes throughout the movie that there's like a bigger thing to just like, not just this policeman. There's a wider kind of issue here, kind of whatever. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I do agree. Like obviously the final real boss fight was the police because actually he was despicable. Did you not notice he just went to a firework?
No. I remember.
He threw a firework at me. He just what?
But speaking of that, I don't know if you guys caught this, but I felt like in that final boss fight, I got some Enter the Dragon in there with like the mirrors. Because he mentioned
one of the Bruce Lee movies.
And also Game of Death.
Game of Death.
With Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah. You know, he's super tall, height difference. And in the underground fight, he fought that tall Donnie, like the Great Khali kind of thing.
That's perfect.
I don't know if it's bad man for me. I actually thought it would be the Great Khali. They would have cast it because they never showed his face until a little while after. They had an opportunity there.
So I like those little nods and references.
Cool. The action scenes are crazy, man. Oh my God. I don't even know what my favorite one was, but they were really
the bathroom
well
scene was definitely for me, man. That was cold.
The bathroom scene was very well done. Yeah,
it was cold, man. Because at every point in that bathroom scene, something could go wrong.
That whole scene,
and it just kept on going wrong. And he's like, when is he gonna come out on top? And then to get out, and then try to escape, and that didn't work. It's almost like, what else? And you're always on edge.
You're right, though. That sequence, though, because when he gets hit, when he's in the tuk-tuk, I'm like, he's done.
He's
dazed and he's on handcuffs. He's finished. Like,
and Alfonso dipped him.
But
Alfonso,
it's Boogie. That guy.
I'm sorry, brother.
After cut, fam.
He was bucking out. But he gets out of that. And you're right, this whole sequence, because he gets out of that, he goes into a brothel, I think it was, right? It's funny, the guy's like, you bring the police to me. But he bites his nose like twice.
Bro, he bites his nose, at the end, he didn't have any features.
Bro, he looked like the Red Skull.
Yeah.
At one point, bro. When he was choking him at the end, and then I think the policeman shot the guy. Yeah. But man,
I don't know what he spat out, if it was ear or nose, but it was like the Holyfield. You know, Mike Tyson was
spat out.
Yeah, that whole sequence was mad, from the bathroom scene to the tuk tuk,
yep.
to the brothel with the axe and all that, to the bite in the nose, to the when he got into the water.
Yeah,
that whole sequence was crazy.
You know, thinking back about it now, you know why that was actually so good? Because even though it was high octane, and they gave you that respite when he was in, just when he got knocked over, but at the tuk tuk, and he was in the police, the back of the van before it started again. It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give you a bit of rest. Take you back up there. Yeah. I thought that was brilliant, man.
And I love when a movie can, like, make me ask myself, what's he gonna do? Mm. Like, what can he do now to get out of this? Do you know what I mean? But yeah,
perfect segue back to the Q&A again.
Yeah.
He spoke about that tuk tuk scene, and he said the camera broke, and again because of money and again time and getting cancelled, he had to use like certain scenes to connective tissue, so he had to use
iPhone in it.
He had to put his iPhone in the tuk tuk.
I heard about that. Yeah.
So when the tuk tuk goes on the side and it's all kind of disoriented, that's film footage, fam.
That's quality.
Phone footage, bro.
I don't know who I was telling this to recently. Someone on our PS party, but you can film a film on your iPhone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think that's just great ingenuity. That's just amazing. Amazing.
He was determined to make this movie, isn't it?
And thank heavens he did.
How is he like thinking on the spot? Like how to problem solve? Like, okay, we can't do this. Okay, let's do this instead. Yeah. Like he also said that there was like a stairwell scene. Mm-hmm. And he said that...
he did come down the stairs.
They were supposed to build a stairwell, but because of money reasons, they weren't able to do it. So the stairwell scene that we do see is just the staircase to the production office.
Wow.
And because it was an already built stairwell, they couldn't get wide enough in the camera. So that's when you got those POV shots where someone's fighting the camera and then it gets knocked out and then he kind of comes out. From the POV to back to like third person, I suppose. But
because I was gonna ask you, what do you think of his like kind of it's almost like he has this kind of like messy style of like recording, but it probably comes down to all of these things that he had to just think on the spot about.
But then it makes sense now because those type of shots weren't reused in the movie.
Oh yeah,
it was just moments.
Yeah. That's cold, man. So they got
the cameraman to strap the camera to his chest. That's why I said it's a miracle, bro.
Oh, yeah,
bro. And even going back earlier to what he was talking about, the hand, he had to change the choreography because certain moves that were planned to be two-handed moves can now only be one-handed because the one hand is broken, so he can't be blocking and parrying and grabbing with that one hand. You don't really notice it.
No.
You can't notice it. Unless he tells you I'm able to know, but
there's no way in this movie you could tell me that's where his hand's broken.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be, no.
Yeah.
Bro, Dev Patel, man. Yeah, take my hat off. My head's messed up. But I'll put my hat on for you, man. Put my hat on for you.
He done bits, bro.
No, he deserves everything he gets from this, man.
You don't think it's a bit crazy that, like, this guy's a fairly big actor. Like, he was in Slumdog Millionaire. He was in Skins, as we know, and stuff like that. Like, he's been in a few movies here that you'd think that they wouldn't have these issues of like budget and
no, but he's doing himself now, isn't
it? I know, but like you would think the studio would get behind him and be like, hey, whatever you need, let's do it.
But that's the thing, they weren't.
Like, there's no way a Nolan is going through something. No, but like Nolan this, right? wouldn't
because he'll have the backing of the studio.
I've gone through this industry as an actor already, and like, there's all of these directors that trust me. Like, what do I have to do for you to be like, I have to make my first movie and go through these struggles for you to be like, all right, cool, now we trust you.
To be fair, do you know what I mean? I don't think Dev Patel's a big actor though.
He's not a big actor. I don't think he's a big actor, but he is, he's been in a lot of movies. He was in an Oscar nominated movie at the end of the day. Like,
even like Daniel Kaluuya, who has done bits, won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Like even for his film is like kind of low budget, right?
Yeah.
Even if you compare the two of them, like if he's struggling to get finances for whatever reason, then
that's wild to me.
To us, it's going to be wild to us, but then you look at the bigger, there's a lot of politics.
It's one thing to trust you as an actor, but I suppose another to finance your film. Yeah.
Apparently, another actor that's apparently everyone's looking, Delinuve, I can't really say his name, saying he needs to look
Denis out. Denis Villeneuve, the Dune guy.
Dune guy. Look out for Zendaya, because apparently she's gonna. She was like on the screen every day. She was on the screen every day. Watch it, even when she weren't filming. So I guess a Dev Patel went through processes like this where he weren't shoot. We're actually studying. Filming, but he was just studying the process. You again. That is a reason why I'll bump up a rating. Mm. But then even I shouldn't. But stuff like that will make me bump up a rating because of. What the trials and tribulation into making a movie like this when it could have failed at any point. So
I have a question for you guys. Sorry.
Yeah, please.
Which do you feel came first? And this is probably only he can answer that. But do you feel he really wanted to direct a film and as a result this was what came of it? Or
do you want to tell the story?
He wanted to star in an action film and no one was given the opportunity to. So as a result he said, okay, like Thanos, fine, I'll do it myself. So, that's do
cold.
You feel like
that's cold.
Which need came first? What, like, kind of the chicken and the egg, I suppose.
Was it
the need to direct, or was it the need to star in it? And then because he wasn't getting opportunities, that
I lean slightly towards the second option. He wanted to star in it only because I know he has a love for action movies, and he's said it. And talking about all of these influences that he had for this movie and stuff like that, I can imagine he's always wants. And he doesn't have the frame. To be like, oh, this guy's an action star.
Yeah.
But yo, there's no point in this movie where I was like, he's out of place. No, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, I'm he could be the first.
I'm slightly different from him, even though when you said that, it makes sense. But I think he wanted to tell, going back to Kahneman, the culture, he wanted to tell his story.
Yeah.
He wanted to, I think this sort of story, this movie, could have been told by anyone from that culture.
Yeah,
the Hanuman story, but it's his.
It's the way he does.
He told it. So I think he always wanted to tell this story, but obviously maybe he's always wanted to be an action star as well. So maybe it's a bit of both.
What do you think?
It's tough. I guess we could only answer it to see what he does next. I guess.
Yeah.
If he's directing or starring in his next thing.
Yeah.
1 second. So again, slightly pivot, but it's just a question because this has been bothering me, and I really wanted Hash to be here so I could ask him because I know you have a lot to say. I'm worried because when Jordan Peele done Get Out, was it? What's the one with Danny
Get Out?
Get Out. I think after that, there's nothing else that's really
for Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy.
No. Let me talk.
Nope is good, man.
It's really not, in my opinion. In my opinion. And I don't want Dev Patel to be in the situation where, because Monkey Man is so good, everything else after that is almost like...
You think you're being unfair, though, because it hits such highs that anything after that is like, ugh, it's not as good.
What Jordan Peele? No, because
like, you could say that, and then you could say the same thing with Monkey Man. Like, anything after that, if it's not as good or better than Monkey Man, then it's a failure.
We had the same conversation.
Because Us, I think, is not great, but I think it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that came out as his first film, Jordan Peele's first film, nobody would be like, oh my God, what's this trash? People would be like, oh, this is pretty impressive. Nope, I think is actually, personally, I think Nope is actually a great movie, in my opinion.
I really don't.
But I think, because Get Out was such a, like... A cultural, I don't know what it is. Like it went off. It was a moment. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know.
But if it wasn't for the cultural reference to that movie, I don't think it would. Again, the movie was brilliant.
Which one is this? Sorry,
Get Out.
Yeah.
But then obviously, me personally, I everything else was fodder. Some watchable fodder, but fodder. But then again, going to the Dev Patel's, I don't want his success in Monkey Man to make him lose sight of what is good and sort of give us something good, because I genuinely feel that the rest of what he's done, because we had a conversation with Guy about the Guy Ritchie stuff as well, and again I kind of felt the same with Jordan Peele with the Guy Ritchie situation. But I think Jordan Peele has more in his bag than Guy Ritchie, because Guy Ritchie is just down the line, he does that. But for him, Jordan Peele, I reckon he's got a bit more sort of variation in his work.
No, Guy Ritchie mixes it up, I think.
But you're always going to get the Vinnie Jones and
Snatch, King Arthur, Aladdin. That's crazy,
bro.
That's kind of crazy. That's Aladdin, crazy.
I think Aladdin's that. The only one out there. The only
it's the most obscure one.
It's the only curveball, but the rest of it. But it's just, going back to Monkey Man, I think I don't want Dev Patel. I don't want to see, like, if Dev Patel comes again and do some more stuff, I want there to be variation in his work, not straight another sort of, like, action-packed movies. Like, okay, give us something. Show us how good you are.
Jordan Peele's doing the kind of like almost horror-y.
Horror genre.
I mean, bro, I have to disagree with the Jordan Peele thing. I think personally he's 3 out of 3. No. I think Us is probably the bottom.
You're smiling like you agree.
I think Us is probably the bottom out of the three, but I think he's 3 out of 3, honestly. Nah, please, man, Miles, jump in. If you're going to help me out, help me out.
No, well, in terms of Nope, I wasn't really a fan of Nope.
You know? Damn it!
There you go.
From a technical aspect, yeah, his films have become more complicated.
Do you think he's overcomplexed it, like complicated them?
He loves to like set these riddles and little things like that. And not necessarily have the...
Like, there's always a message.
There's always a message. Well, I don't mind that, but I feel like, Nope, sometimes he overcomplicates it to a point to make his message. Even though I can grasp the message he's trying to convey, but even still, it's like... But from a technical aspect, I really appreciated Nope, but in terms of movie, yeah.
Us?
It was okay.
Get Out, obviously.
Yeah, Get Out was
fantastic, good. Yeah. I guess I'm on an island on this one. That's what I mean. But yeah, no, I do hope Dev Patel does well with whatever he does next, hopefully.
Hope this movie does well.
Yeah.
And people go out to see it.
To be fair, we've watched it early, early enough to be like, thinking that it's successful already. But we believe it's going to be very successful.
And I hope he takes his time with whatever his next choice is.
Because
how grueling this one seemed to be, you have to kind of take a moment.
I reckon he will learn from this.
Yeah. And he said like it was to the point where he was literally, he wrote an apology message to his cast and crew that he had to cancel the movie. It was got to that point. He has drafts in his phone about like, sorry, this is something, I know we had high hopes for this, but it didn't pan out how we, you know, Netflix said no, da 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 da. It got to that point. So
that's crazy.
It's a miracle, man.
Yeah. It's crazy, like, what would he be competing with now? It's the Godzillas in the cinema, like the Godzillas.
I think
those are the ones the families are gonna go to.
No, of course.
But
the Ghostbusters as well, they'll go to.
Ghostbusters too, but I think people need to go to see this, and I hope it does well.
I don't know what the budget is for this, but I think it's low budget.
I'll probably check it.
But so even if it doesn't do as well as those, I'm gonna assume that's not. It's subjectively. It's going to be successful.
Yeah, but the reason why I think this is going to be very successful, I reckon this is going to have almost like a Black Panther moment, in a sense.
Hopefully they turn up.
Because, again, for South Asians and Asians, everybody should, but I think South Asians should definitely rally behind this one, because this is definitely a great piece of work. And if it was Caribbean or something, I'll happily stick this flag and say, yeah, this is us. Because a lot of the misconception with the West, especially looking at sort of South Asian work, it's Bollywood, and thinking it's there is so much stuff out of like India, like Bollywood stuff that is really good, but a lot of how we perceive those movies, a lot of the Bollywood movies, just like comical and not serious.
Over the top, yeah.
So when you're doing this, and obviously it's set in that scene and that sort of part of that geographic place of the world, it just makes you say, you know what? Yeah, some serious stuff is there. And I guarantee you, this wouldn't be the best out of the lot. This is just the only one recognized by everybody else.
Okay.
So it looks like, from what I'm seeing, Netflix originally spent around 30 mil on production. Okay. So to put that into perspective, it looks like the first John Wick was 20 and it made about 80 something or whatever it was. I think it said, I've lost it now, but it was 20 and it made a lot of profit basically. Mm-hmm. This one 30 mil, I think it can work. It could make profit.
100?
I think maybe, yeah.
And if people turn out for it,
I mean, it just needs to make profit, right?
Yeah, worldwide audience should be able to embrace it a little bit more. Yeah,
The release in India, at least.
I hope it bags. I hope it properly. I want this to put a stomp on, like, cinema. I really want it to do well.
Yeah.
I hate when stories are told by other people, especially when they're told by you from your people.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You
like
want to
Steven
do well.
Spielberg with The Color Purple.
100%. 100%. No, but we're in a different time, though. Different time.
No, but it was a book he adapted as well. Yeah. So, But yeah, you don't got anything else you don't want to say?
No, we've got some questions from Miles, isn't it?
You do have some questions. Yeah. Let me get
some quick fire questions, man. I'm intrigued to your answers.
Before that, did anybody bug out when he ripped his chest open and you just saw like...
No.
Nobody bugged out?
No.
I was like, what's happening here?
When I did Google like Hanuman, there are some images of him like doing like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's all into the Hanuman mythology. Of him like splitting his chest open and there's like you can see the heart of two other deities and it's deep.
Oh, okay.
So he was really on but his hand and flex.
Added context thing you would kind of need, isn't
yeah,
it?
Without, fact, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would get the people intrigued looking into this and finding out and maybe getting some new fans into that sort of.
Oh, it was so funny when he made his comeback and he knocked that guy with the spinning kick. Oof. Quickly.
Yeah, quick thing. Quickly. Oh, the Cobra!
Yeah, he was done.
Yeah, Cobra was gone.
The Australian guy's like,
what did you say?
Wait.
I'm not going to let you get away with
that. Was he not Australian?
He's South African, man.
Oh. That is poor.
Monkey man. Sorry.
Come for him.
Monkey man. But yes, we do have some quick fire questions for user. So I don't know if I should have probably prepped him with this, but
No, it's good. Like,
it's better this
it's
way.
Good, like, because what it is, we want Miles to be like, first thought.
All right, cool. We're meant to do this with Gaz from.
You got away.
Post credit scene podcast, yeah, but I forgot. It's
damn,
my fault.
Got
you
away.
You got away, Jesus. Man.
But when you come back, Gaz, I got you. All right, first question: what is your guilty pleasure movie?
Ooh, guilty pleasure.
Yes. I don't know if you don't see it. You know Ricky Stenicki?
What's
it? Bro, they asked John Cena in the interviews, what's you look like? Is that guy from all of them? What's your guilty pleasure movie? Brother, these are all saying like, oh, something like, I think Frozen or this and that. John Cena said some mad
some
hardcore porno movie from the 80s.
Yeah. How does he know about that?
Yeah, John Cena is definitely up there now. It's taken a while for me to really look him in the lights of an actual.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Yeah, in
interviews as well, he's very impressive. Like, he's very good. Like his answers are always very good.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, what is your guilty pleasure movie?
Yeah. I'm gonna say the Cable Guy, Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey.
Okay. Yeah. Fair. Guilty pleasure?
That's the thing.
It's not a guilty pleasure, though.
It's not really. I don't. What film do I feel guilty about watching? That guilty about liking? That's difficult. That's the whole point.
It's hard for critics to kind of mention that because, like, they should not feel guilty about any movie, isn't it?
Yeah. Really. But to draw one out of the bag, man. Yeah, man.
Is any like?
I've got one always. Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, okay. I like that movie, though.
It's a guilty pleasure. I like Stardust. Though. That's my ultimate guilty pleasure. Stardust. Oh, I should hash Upside Down.
Guilty.
Upside Down is my guilty pleasure.
Yuck, man. I can't believe you made a switch.
So Cable Guy then, yeah?
Yeah, that's
still.
Let's stick to Cable Guy.
He's booked in Cable Guy.
All right. What is your favorite movie? Just
Matrix,
your favorite.
The Matrix.
The first Matrix.
Standard.
I love that. That was quick.
I remember, like, because I grew up in Trinidad. That's where I grew up. And they had a cinema that doesn't exist anymore called K Donner Cinema. Mm. They used to do a double feature. They showed The Matrix and Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is ironic because Will Smith was supposed to be Neo.
But
The Matrix changed my life, bro.
Oh, wow.
I was, so many action sci-fi borrows from The Matrix. Like,
yep.
Like it was just mind blowing for me seeing that at the time. Like that, that kind of inspired my love for movie.
Matrix, that's
the
fair.
Matrix, bro.
Fair,
that was quick. All right, who is the best actor alive? Obviously, this man or woman.
Best.
In your opinion, who is the best alive right now?
Best. I know best and favorite are two different things.
Yeah, but I think so. Some people actually think it's the same. But
it's not,
I don't know.
It's not the because favorite for me is Tom Cruise. Is my favorite actor of all time.
Fez.
Why are you reluctant to give him the best?
Because I don't feel like he may not have as many films to show range, like that emotional range.
Yeah, makes sense.
But best actor alive, Denzel, I guess.
There you go, man.
Everybody goes Denzel.
Listen, don't question it, man.
I have to question
it. No, man. No, it will. As Stilgar said. It'll be, man. Liz and Al Ghaib. I'm telling you, Denzel is Liz and Al Ghaib in the filming industry. He's the chosen one.
You don't think us black people overrate him a little bit?
I think so.
Stan.
I can accept that.
I want, oh yeah, this is a thing I want to bring to you and Hashi. We need to do a classic review of American history.
Malcolm X.
American Gangster.
American Gangster.
Bro.
This is $25,000 alpaca.
Alpaca? Never on the phone.
You don't wipe it, you black that shit. He's cold for that.
Denzel.
Okay, Denzel. Okay. And your favorite is
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. That's fair. I'm starting to enjoy Tom Cruise so much more now. Tom Cruise, in my older age. Bro. I really like him, man. Okay. This might be a tough one for you to think about. What is a film you wish was deleted from existence? Gone. Goodbye. Can't remember what Junior said, but
Godzilla,
I know
Godzilla X Kong. Now I'm playing.
You know what?
I'm playing. What was?
I know Yasser said Barbie.
Yeah. I agree, man. I concur.
Off the top of my head, Thor: Love and Thunder.
You know what? I take that back. That is the worst movie ever made.
Is it?
Because I'm a Marvel fan.
Okay.
It's the worst movie ever made.
No, they did Thor dirty, man.
But it's all full of all the worst ever.
Did you not know that was his real daughter?
Which, oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. yes, it girl was.
The little girl.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's, I wish it were, that was deleted from existence.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. What is the last great thing you saw? Can be either film or TV.
Monkey Man.
Fair.
Monkey Man.
Better than Dune.
No. Dune is number one, Monkey Man is two.
Okay, at the moment.
But that was the last, it was great. So that's the last great thing I saw.
It's probably going to be in a lot of top tens at the end of the year, I imagine.
Sure. What, Monkey Man?
Monkey Man,
100%. And if it's not, like, there's something wrong, I reckon, personally.
I mean, if it's not...
Or you're just a pacifist.
Or it ends up becoming a crazy year.
You know what? But we have been starved.
We still got Gladiator to come out. We still got quite a few movies. Gladiator could be amazing. It could be. Your boy Denzel's in it.
It's going to be good then.
Do you know what I can't wait for though?
You don't say Joker.
No, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Yeah, I really can't.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
Why you ain't looking forward to Joker?
I don't like musicals.
Yeah, I don't like musicals either.
I mean, I'm starting to warm up to them a little bit.
Get some tournament talent. No, is it Marshall one?
Marshall
from Trinidad. What's his name?
Oh, Marshall Montana.
Marshall Montana. Yeah, get him in there. Hey, turn it up. Turn up.
It's a Caribbean connection, guys.
Marshall Montana.
But I know Lady Gaga's good though. She's a good actor.
She was great in Walk the Line.
So you didn't have to kiss your teeth then.
Leave me alone, man. It was a snap reaction, innit?
Alright, guys. You don't got anything else to say about this, probably. Monkey Man? Dev Patel, fantastic job. That was our review for Monkey Man. Please, guys, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Let us know in the comments what you guys think. Go watch this movie, man. And Asian Screen, thank you.
Thank you.
Socials will be down in the description below, along with others. And we'll be back for more movie reviews, and we'll see you soon. Peace.